Welcome to the Lab Rats Podcast. You are now entering the maze.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Health Hacked Podcast. I'm Andy Kraft.
And I am Aaron Kraft. And in case you didn't know, we had a little bit of a name change, and we promise this is the last change we're going to have for quite a while. I know there's been a few changes here and there over the past few months with the transition to Health Hacked. The name is the last thing to transition over. We were going to keep it, but we changed all the branding and it just fit to keep to change it to the Health Hacked name. Short, simple,
keep everything some people under were like, the same name. Some people were confused when we announced we changed our Instagram handle to Health Hacked. We started doing the Health Hacked newsletter and everyone's like, oh, you guys threw in the podcast? We got that from a few people that were kind of confused between Health Hacked and Lab Rats. It sucks. I was kind of the bottleneck with this. I was emotionally attached to the Lab Rats name. Aaron, you know, for business purposes, thought it made sense. And I think it does. So we have Health Hacked, our newsletter, which is, a weekly digest of all things happening in health and wellness, nutrition, fitness, mindset, mental health. We put that out once a week. It's a lot of fun. And then obviously the podcast continues. I mean, nothing is really going to change with the podcast. We're going to continue to do it once a week. It's just simply the name to match the branding. So, is that it?
I think that's it. So let's dive into the episode. Today we're talking about, 1 second, because I don't have my notes up at all.
Well, while you're talking about that, I told mom I would bring this up on the episode. So she sent us this article. Our mom sent us this article about this cold water versus warm water benefits, and it was talking about how there's actually some benefits to drinking warm water versus cold water. We haven't looked into any of these claims. I think you could probably do a full episode on this. I normally drink cold water, but apparently with warm water, and I've heard this from other places too, that it may improve digestion. Like I think a lot of other cultures drink water warm, and drinking a warm glass of water first thing in the morning apparently like activates your digestive system, kind of stimulates the flow of blood to your intestines. More so than cold water, apparently.
Interesting.
Yeah. So,
maybe we'll cover that in a future episode, whether or not there's more, truth to that.
Yeah. I'll put the link in the show notes. It's an interesting article. So thanks, Mom.
Yeah. All right. Well, today we're talking about something that you didn't think you needed to be afraid of, but you should be. And that is actually water. There's different types of water. You've heard of just bottled water, tap water, city water, well water, reverse osmosis water. There's all different types of water, like purified water. Some of it has, they all have different things in it. Some have, contaminants removed. Some have minerals added. There's all different types of water that we drink. And I'm kidding. You shouldn't be afraid of this. It's nothing to be scared of, but we are going to talk about the different types and you can kind of see for yourself whether you should be using a filter on your water, because wherever you get your water from, unless you're drinking bottled water, everyone gets it from two sources. You're either getting it from the city. Typically it's just called like tap water or municipal water. And if you're not getting it from the city, you are getting it from a well on your own property. And both of these have different issues when it comes to what is in them. They both have different contaminants that are in them once they reach your faucet. And a few things that you might want to kind of take note of and use a filter. So we're going to talk about kind of the difference between these two waters, the contaminants in each, and then some different filters that might be best to suit whatever water you use. Like there's the typical like pitcher, Brita filter. There's filters you can put on your faucet, on your fridge. There's like these advanced underwater sink filters. There's all different types, all different purposes, advantages, pros and cons. So we're going to kind of dive into that so you can drink the best water for your health.
Yeah. So I think like Aaron said, like you have water from different sources. A lot of people don't think about what may be in that water. So, what are the basic contaminants that like we kind of need to be aware of that, that people may not be.
Yeah. So water, typically its original source is, I mean, there's aquifers underground, there's lakes, there's streams, rivers. Typically like in the city, we're getting it from lakes. So in reservoirs is where most of our drinking water comes from. But like typical containments, they're just like physical things in there, like particles or sediment, just dirt, like that's present in the water. Then there's can be chemical contaminants within there, things like arsenic, nitrates, pesticides, herbicides, especially if you live in an area where there's a lot of farming, those pesticides and herbicides can kind of run off into the reservoirs and rivers and seep into the ground. So you can get those into the water. There's biological contaminants like bacteria or parasites and viruses. And then in some cases, there's radiological contaminants, things like uranium and plutonium. So those are kind of the broad categories of things you want to be aware of. And not all things in your water are bad. Like water also has a lot of minerals in it, like calcium and magnesium and sodium. Like these are present in most like your tap water. It has these minerals and these are actually good for us. So not everything in water is bad for you, but there can be these contaminants. So all water, like I said before, comes from two areas, either the city or a well. So how water that you get from a city is treated, they go through at these water treatment centers. I'm sure you've driven past them before. They go through a pretty extensive process on making sure this water is completely filtered and safe to drink. They also add in things. So they don't just like remove contaminants and particles. They'll add things in like chlorine, which helps kill some of those bacteria that might be present in the water. And then ideally at this point, at the final point where it's stored, it's clean at that point, safe to drink. They run all sorts of tests and then it is distributed through the water lines. But there are a couple issues here with city water. One issue is the city could screw up. Like you're relying on people to run these tests and make sure all this water is perfectly clean by the time it gets to you. So they could mess up. Another issue is that the water could still get contaminated on the way to your home, particularly with contact with lead pipes. So lead pipes, I believe, were present up until like the mid 80s. All water lines were made with lead pipes.
It was after like the 80s. 84, I think, is when homes stopped using lead pipes, something like that. 84, 87, somewhere around there.
So there still are some lead pipes out there and that can get into your water, even though before it like at the water treatment center, you have your clean water, not contaminated, but then by the time it gets to your house, it's contaminated with lead. And then the kind of third potential issue with city water is that they do add things in. So they'll add chlorine in, they'll add fluoride in, and depending on the levels, you might not want this in your water. Back to like the lead thing with the pipes, this was one of the biggest issues with Flint, Michigan. Back in, I think, 2015-ish, this was like all over the headlines how they had, and I believe still, a lot of their water was contaminated and it was like causing a lot of deadly issues there. And one of the main problems was that they had extremely, extremely high levels of lead in their water. So that's kind of like the modern water disaster. Things like that don't happen very often, fortunately, but that's an example of where city water can go very, very wrong. So if you don't get city water, you're getting well water. This is anybody who lives not close to the city, and this pulls water straight from the ground. So because it's doing that, it's going to contain a lot more contaminants than city water would. So things in well water that are not in city water are things like nitrates, heavy metal, such as arsenic, and pesticides are very common in well water as well. And it's best practice to get this tested every year, but this is totally on the owner. So you own your own well, and it's totally up to you to make sure it's safe. Like nobody's inspecting that for you. That's on you to figure out. So something good to do annually. Wells don't go through any purification process. So when it goes from the ground to your faucet, there's no purification. So most people who do live in a well have some type of home purification for at least their drinking water. And typically that's a reverse osmosis filtration system, which we'll touch on. So all in all, whether you're getting water from a city or from a well, both scenarios, you do have some risk of some type of contamination, even when it gets to your home. So both scenarios would benefit from some type of purification.
Yeah, and like in the same way that you want to understand what is in your water, you also want to understand what's in your body. And that's why we use Inside Tracker. You can find out your cholesterol, triglycerides, white blood cell count, creatine, testosterone, calcium, vitamin E, potassium, all stuff that we need. And I mean, Inside Tracker tells you all of this. So we'll get to later about how, you know, we're worried or guessing on like what contaminants are in our food or water. But one of the best ways to know is how it's actually impacting you is knowing what's going on inside your body. And one way to do that is through Inside Tracker. You can learn the important stuff, things that your doctor may not necessarily test regularly. If you want to do these tests, there's a couple different options with the test. You can also see your biological age, which is pretty cool. I think I was like 3 years younger. My biological age is 3 years older than my, what am I saying? I think I'm flipping that around. My body was 25 years old essentially when I was, or my body was like 26 and I was 29. So I'm doing all right. Go to insidetracker.com/labrats and use code labrats25. And if you do this, we promise we won't come knocking on your door asking about it. So insidetracker.com/labrats to become a superhuman. Getting back to the water. Yeah, there are a few different kinds of water filters. We'll try not to go through this in too much detail because it's a little boring. But you have like your basic like pitcher filter. You have like on the fridge and the faucet. Those are probably the three things that most filters that people have. And some of these filters, I mean, are pretty good. They're good at filtering out the basics. They use something called an activated carbon filtration device. And it's very effective at filtering out chlorine, which is like why when you drink directly from the tap water, I mean, it doesn't smell great. Depending on where you live, it can just be very chloriney, and it doesn't taste great. That's why sending it through a filter makes it taste so much better. So these filters, these activated carbon filters in the pitcher, the fridge, the faucet, they're great at filtering out chlorine, make it taste a lot better. Actually, I have a funny story about that. Actually, it's not funny. It's kind of a sad story. So in college, I had a fish. It was a shark, actually. It was this little shark. His name was Champ. And I think it's technically a catfish, but it looked like a miniature gray shark. It was awesome. Hmm. And I had a dorm room alone that year. So I had this fish tank, and I mean, he was awesome. Like anytime I would walk in the room, he would like come swim wherever I was in the room. Like he actually liked me. Well, he needed his tank changed, and I didn't know anything about raising a fish. I filled up the tank with just the dorm room bathroom water.
No.
And I got the temperature to about, you know, where I thought it was okay. And then I just put him in. And yeah, so I came back from dive practice a few hours later and he was just floating vertically. he was not
belly up.
Yeah. Well, he wasn't dead. He was just like really like he was on death's door. And okay.
Did you know what was wrong?
Yeah, well, after I like did some reading and talked with some people, I realized like I didn't have a filter on it, which isn't a necessity, but like you can't just use straight up chlorine water,
it's supposed to be like distilled water, yeah, right? For fish. Yeah.
And that water from the sink is like has so much chlorine in it. And so I was with him for his dying hours and he actually died in my hand. I like held out my hand and he like kind of swam over to it and then he died in my hand, which was very sad.
Man.
R.I.P. Champ.
That's heartbreaking.
Best fish there ever was. So there's chlorine in water. I mean, that's your proof right there. So pitchers like this are very good at filtering that out. Also good at filtering out VOCs, volatile organic compounds, which are contaminants from groundwater, from things like petroleum fuels, paint thinners, cleaning agents, Those things get filtered out in these filters. They'll also get out some sediment, but most of the city water gets that kind of stuff out. Some of these filters will get, 95% of the lead out. Brita's top filter claims that it'll get like 99% of the lead out, but likely not all of it. So these are great. They're affordable, accessible, but it doesn't filter out things like viruses, arsenic, mercury. It doesn't get out all of the lead, doesn't filter out nitrates. So it's very basic, definitely better than nothing. Effective at removing those things we really don't want in our water that the city doesn't filter out, like chlorine. The city adds chlorine back to water to kill some stuff, but it comes through in our tap water. So these filters are great at that. And I'm not going to, I mean, basically the pitcher, the fridge, and the faucet all use a similar technology, this activated carbon. So does good at that kind of stuff. Gets the big stuff out to make the water drinkable, but it's not perfect. So if you want to take it to the next level, you can use under sink filters, which are kind of a little more advanced. So you want to get into that?
Yeah, these are typically like professionally installed. They're not something you just, I mean, you can buy them at the store, but they take a little bit more effort to install. And you can either do like an under sink purifier, or like some, if you have a nice house and a lot of money, then you can do a whole house purifier. There's all different types, but I'm going to talk about reverse osmosis because that's kind of the most known and most common, and people have heard that word before. So if you're ever at a house, maybe you're buying a house and you see a water tank under a sink, that typically means it's a reverse osmosis filtration. It has like a big tank and then like three tubes or kind of smaller tanks, I guess, which those three tubes are three filtering stages. So rather than just having like one stage that the pitchers, faucets, and fridges has, this goes through three stages. So it will do what they do first, like that's step one. And then step two is a reverse osmosis stage or filter. I'm not going to explain what that is. I don't understand what it is, to be honest. It's very confusing. You can look up some YouTube videos on it and you can see why I didn't want to talk about it. But basically, it uses pressure and filtration to pull out even more impurities that the step one filter could not pull out. So just kind of a second layer of filtering. And then it goes through a third step, which is a carbon filter. It's kind of like a post-filtering. And then at that point, once it goes through those three stages, it sits in a storage tank. It has to be in a storage tank because it takes so long to filter. So you kind of need water on hand. You can't just like get it immediately. So you have to have a storage tank. And then to get it from the storage tank to your faucet or to your glass, it actually goes through another carbon filter to remove anything that could have contaminated within the tank. So it goes through like four different stages. So it's just a lot more in-depth filtration than you would get in your typical like Brita filter or something like that. So it's very pure water, very clean water. I mean,
it filters out like pretty much everything, right?
Everything. It strips everything away. So it does taste very good, very it doesn't have any metallic-y taste. It doesn't have any chlorine taste, no smells. It doesn't smell like anything either. It's just as clean of water as you can get. So that's a good and bad thing. Like it's good because you do get rid of all the contaminants and you can be pretty certain and guaranteed that there's nothing in there, but it does, like I mentioned earlier, remove some of the good minerals because water does have some good minerals in it, like magnesium and sodium and calcium, and those are stripped out too. So you have zero mineral from your water, which most people do get minerals from their water. And we always have, like even back in the day before water filtration was a thing, like drinking out of the streams, you had a lot of minerals in that water. So reverse osmosis has gotten some bad headlines for that, for removing the good and the bad from it. We'll touch on this a little bit. It's not a huge concern, but it's something to take note of if you're drinking reverse osmosis water. You are losing not just the bad, but the good minerals out of it as well.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the gist of what's out there in terms of filtration. What, I guess, Andy, do you want to talk about when you're, if you just start drinking from the tap water and you kind of want to up your water game, have pure, clean water, ensure you're not getting any contaminants, what's like a easy way to go about knowing which one you should get for where you live?
Yeah. I think the, like when choosing your filtration system, I mean, some people, a lot of people don't take their water very seriously, but there are some people that are, you know, very sensitive to these contaminants, or they just don't want to build up, even though they're trace, they don't want to build up like lead over time or anything like that. So the number one thing before choosing a filtration system, or how intense you need to go, is just know your contaminants. Man, why is that word so hard to say? Know your contaminants. If you're on city water, you can actually go get a water quality report from your city. They're called Consumer Confidence Reports, CCR. The city is, I think, is supposed to send it to your house, but if you don't get it in the mail, you can search for it on the EPA website. I'll post a link in the show notes. I was able to download Charlotte's water quality report. There's a lot of jargon in there, but you can kind of piece together some of the stuff. Basically, the city has to meet minimum standards, and you can see where it met its standards. Charlotte didn't have any issues, but that doesn't mean the water is pure. That just means that it met standards. So it met chlorine standards, but there's still chlorine coming through. And then there are certain substances like bromide, which is not regulated at all. EPA doesn't have a standard for that. So Charlotte actually measures it, though, so you can kind of see. So basically passing the city standards is like, that's kind of the bare minimum to get shipped out to you know, homes and buildings. So look at that. That's number one. You can kind of see where your city stands on some of this stuff. And then if you're on well water, you won't get one of these reports. Like Aaron said, like they're not going to do testing on it. But you can get your well water tested. If you Google like the state you're in. Sorry, this is, I know we have some Canadian listeners. This is it's just the US. If you just type in like your state, like Indiana well water testing, your state should have a page dedicated to how to test your private well water. Like Indiana's page has a document that lists out how to get it tested. The state itself may come out and do testing, or you can find like a private lab to do testing. And yeah, the lab's websites are really terrible, but just maybe it's best to call and ask how to get tested. So that's one way to do it. You can also do like at home tests. Like there are a ton of at home tests out there, and they're not all created equal, and they're not going to be up to par with like a professional standard test. Like there's one on Amazon for well water called WaterSafe that's supposedly pretty good. For city water, there's a bunch of other tests out there. I'll put a link in the show notes that talks about home water kits. There's one article I came across. Somebody like bought like 20 kits, tested their water, and then they got it professionally tested, and then they compared them, which is awesome because they basically did our job. So I'll put a link in the show notes for that, and you can kind of see some of the better tests. Basically, professional is best. Even if you're on the city water, you can have a professional come out from one of those labs. Or there's a website called National Testing Labs. I'll put a link in the show notes for this. And they send you a kit, and then you collect the water, and then you send it to the lab. So that's kind of best of both worlds. You collect it yourself. Somebody doesn't have to come out, but it's professionally tested at a lab. So I'll put that in the show notes. So that is the best way to just know your know what's in your water, essentially. You know, if there's lead, you might want to get a filter that can filter out lead. If lead isn't a problem, then, you know, a Brita filter might be fine. Just basically know what's in your water. If there are like a lot of heavy metals, I mean, that could be a real issue, or a lot of bacteria, you may want a multi-stage under sink filter. And then you can test the water again. You can test the water that comes from the filter and send that in. And so you know how well your filters are working. When you're buying a filter, you want to make sure it meets standards set by NSF International and the American National Standards Institute. NSF, there'll be a logo on the filter. I mean, most filters are NSF certified. Water Quality Association may be another standard you see, but you'll see that on most of the filters that you would look at buying. So yeah, that's where I would start. I'm in the process of buying a home, hopefully. And when we get to the new home, I plan to get it, you know, professionally tested, and then we'll kind of structure a filter around that. Should I get into the mineral side of things?
Yeah, let's touch on it, I guess.
We're at like 20.
I mentioned earlier. Okay, I mentioned with reverse osmosis water, it removes everything. So even the good minerals. So I think, Andy, you found something that the CDC actually had something out about it, saying how it was, they put it kind of like a word of warning out about it.
Yeah, the WHO, it was. Okay. They put out something saying that, like, basically warning against reverse osmosis filters because of the demineralization and the dangers of, you know, becoming deficient in these important minerals like magnesium, calcium, sodium, potassium, phosphorus. Like, yes, obviously we need these minerals and it can be dangerous. But I think, I don't know. I think this is a little overblown. We need the minerals. Like there's no doubt about that. But if you're eating a whole foods diet, I don't think you're going to become deficient in these minerals from simply drinking demineralized water, like reverse osmosis water. Now, I mean, everyone is different and may absorb minerals differently, but we're not getting large amounts from our water. We used to, but not so much anymore. Like most of the things we're getting are trace amounts. And now trace amounts of like metals, that's going to be way worse than like, that's going to have more of an impact on you than like trace amounts of minerals. Like those minerals are not going to like keep you sufficient or optimal. You know, I wasn't able to find any studies on this. This is kind of my thinking on this. I'm not saying that someone couldn't be negatively impacted by this, but I think the amount of minerals you get from the water are just so small. Like personally, yeah. I would rather go ahead.
No, I was just going to say I don't think there's been studies where you take two people with like the same exact diet. One person is drinking filter water and the other person isn't, and seeing like what are their like if you tested their blood levels, what are their levels of those minerals? Like that hasn't been done, and I would be shocked if there would be a noticeable difference. And I'll speak to my like personal experiment with test of one with that, because I drank city water my whole life, and for the past year and a half, I've been drinking from well water. So I use reverse osmosis for the past year and a half. That's all I've drank. That's drank. All I. That's I don't know. That's all I drink anymore for the past year and a half is completely filtered water, so no minerals. And I got my blood tested a few months ago, and it is optimized. All of the minerals that were tested were optimized. And I looked at like my previous reports from multiple years ago, and there was no change in those.
Okay.
No so significant change.
We did this via Inside Tracker, and you got magnesium, right?
Magnesium, yep.
Magnesium, I think I had the report pulled up here.
I don't remember what else.
You get was magnesium, on there. Potassium, sodium, calcium, iron. So you get the basics, folate, which I don't think you would get from water anyway, but like calcium and magnesium, potassium and sodium are things that like you would maybe get in your water. But yeah, like you've been doing it for a year and a half. And there's also claims that if you cook, the WHO claims that if you use demineralized soft water, which you have, right?
Demineralized soft water. So the softened water is not demineralized.
It's not. Okay.
No.
Okay. So the WHO said that. Okay, because you don't have a whole home RO filter,
right? Just so for our whole home gets softened, but just our drinking water gets softened, and the filtered with a reverse osmosis.
So the WHO said that demineralized soft water for cooking depletes the minerals from the food you're eating. Now I don't know in what situation. Maybe if you're boiling something. What situation do you use water to like really cook with significantly?
Yeah, I guess boiling noodles. Yeah. The only thing I've ever like cooked is like noodles.
So yeah, like I don't think that it's going to deplete you. Again, everyone's different. Everyone's water supply is different. But for instance, like let's just run through a few of these. Like magnesium. Most people should be supplementing anyway with magnesium. Like you're not going to get all the magnesium you need from water, you know. Calcium. Most people get their calcium from milk, yogurt, or if they're not drinking dairy, fortified foods like almond milk, collard greens, spinach, a lot of vegetables, you don't have calcium. Sodium, we definitely don't have a shortage of like sodium in processed foods for sure. But like if you're eating a whole foods diet, you are putting salt on your food or you're supplementing with element. drinklmnt.com/labrats to get yours. Potassium, I mean, bananas, sweet potatoes, artichokes, clams, that all has potassium. So like most of these minerals are in, you know, whole foods. So if you're eating a whole foods diet, then I don't think you're going to become, you know, deficient in this from simply drinking a reverse osmosis water. And really, like, the best way to know that if it's causing a problem for you, get your minerals tested with Inside Tracker. Like, all my mineral levels were good except for magnesium, which I supplement with. I mean, like I kind of said at the beginning, I mean, we can debate all day about whether our minerals are being depleted, or we can actually find out for ourselves by getting tested, so we know for sure. I also would recommend a heavy metals test. You can get, I think Thorne does a heavy metals test, and you can see if you've built up, I think mercury, lead, arsenic maybe are the three that they test for. In my opinion, which again, there's been no specific studies on this from what I could find. If you're eating a whole foods diet, you know, you're eating your veggies, and then you're supplementing where needed, I don't think that drinking demineralized water is really an issue.
Yeah, I think the whole thing here, like, just with this episode in general, this is a very, like, minor issue of a topic. It's, like, in the top 1% of things you can do for your health. But it is a potential of things to watch out for. Like, we did a whole episode on, like, toxins found in your home. And it's, like, there's things you could do to prevent toxins in your home, certainly. There's things you can do to clean up your water. There's toxins just all throughout our life. And this is just one simple way you can kind of reduce that toxic load. Like, it's not a huge deal if you're drinking normal tap water. It's not going to kill you, but it's just one step you can take to reduce that toxic load. And if you're drinking filter water, then, and you're eating a healthy diet, then you probably don't need to worry about not enough minerals. You're probably in good shape. So,
yeah, I think it goes back to, like, knowing yourself too. Like, for people that have autoimmune conditions, or, you know, issues with their endocrine system, I mean, like, you want to avoid as much toxins as you can. You know, we've talked about it before. It's kind of about toxic load. One drink is not going to kill you, but, like, yeah, over time these things can accumulate. So, I think we touched on it. I'll put a bunch of resources in the show notes for filtration devices, how to get tested, and all that stuff. So, check it out. And hope you all found this useful. Anything else?
I think that's a wrap.
All right. Thanks, y'all. Have a great week.